It's Alexis, and you heard right, I'm pregnant, and I found designer gym leggings for my journey in the midsection. And if you're not pregnant, Tona, founded by one of Lululemon's original designers, is a premium line of leggings. Designed for women who train hard, they are moisture-wicking and fit perfectly. Customers say it's like a push-up bra for your butt. Tona, the last black leggings you will ever need. Go to tjriggins.com/deals and get a huge discount of 15% off with code TJ.
The regular recommended daily dose of funny is just not enough. Thankfully, we have extra funny with TJ and Riggins.
Hey. That Megyn Kelly, you know, she was a Fox News personality and then now she's a podcaster and, you know, whatever. She's big in the political commentary and stuff. She was making some waves with a hot take she went off on about women doing fillers.
Oh, really?
And she goes, yeah, I mean, there's nothing wrong. You know, I said before, I get Botox just to clean, you know, keep the lines away and whatever. But when it comes to your mouth and... Ladies, stop doing filler. It makes your face look fat. And you take an otherwise beautiful face and then you inject these things into your cheeks and it makes your face look fat. And just going on, you know, how blunt she is about stuff.
Yeah.
She said, I'm always going to have these lines around my mouth because I'm 52 or 53, however old she is, but I'm not doing anything about it. And I've seen a lot of that. It's like women are now trying to talk other women out of doing filler in their face. Am I right, Lindsay? There's a different type. Like there's filler you get in your lips.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the same kind you get to get rid of the puppet lines around your mouth that makes it look like you got big cheekbones?
Yeah, so the ladies are getting like filler, not Botox, but filler. You're right. Mm-hmm. So in their cheeks, their line, and it's just making their face very puffy looking. And when they smile, their like eyes are gone because they're. It's not a good look.
And is that what makes their mouths look like they're big in the corner, like stretches their mouth like the Joker?
Yeah,
like you'll see that a lot. It's like that.
And there's a difference in. Like, for example, Lindsay Lohan has had a glow up, and this is what I always think now. So she goes to a really good plastic surgeon that does her filler, and people are just going wherever, and they're just getting stuff injected in places that shouldn't be, and that's why their faces are like, ugh, you know? It's sad.
The reason I was asking is because I was perusing the health section this morning of the New York Post, and I ran across this exclusive story. Women are spending thousands on filler and surgery to make their vaginas look more youthful.
Hello.
Ah.
Yoo-hoo.
Hoo-ha.
Hoo-ha.
Yeah.
thousands of dollars to get that? Mm. Wow. Make it more youthful.
And are people like, I don't know. I guess that wouldn't be a place I would, because like, who's seeing that other than,
and
you know, your husband, I guess, or boyfriend. But also, like, it's not something that people just see.
But I don't even know how the when you get filler in your cheeks and all, is it just an injection?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is it really thick? Like I picture it being like caulk.
With that big, fat tube on it.
Yeah, something like that.
It's like a gel consistent, but it hardens. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, they call this in the article labia puff surgery.
And the pain.
They wouldn't put you to sleep for that?
Oh, I don't know. I hope.
Yeah,
laughing gas or something.
Now some doctors are offering what they call labia puff procedures to combat that thinning, all in the name of blah, blah, blah. Okay. As people age, the volume of the All right.
That was a graphic?
Yeah, well, yeah, it's just...
Okay.
So injecting the area with filler or transferring fat. So I guess you can do like you would a butt implant where you take fat from one part of your body and put it into the other.
How much fat are they injecting into the labia?
I don't know. It looks like that you... I don't know. Yeah, I guess you got to know what you're doing.
Whoa.
Ouch.
Yeah, that sounds super painful.
And I mean, I don't understand because you don't want it puffy or fluffy. I mean, I don't know. Like, you don't want it
it's fluffy.
I want it puffed out like a cheese doodle. Just yeah. A puffy, puffy cheetah.
I mean, that's kind of what it would be like. And you're not trying to do that.
Yeah.
It's strange, right?
Yeah, I don't get it. I don't get it.
And does that, yeah, I mean, to say that makes it more youthful looking is like, I don't know.
It just seems to me that, people are just running out of things.
To inject.
Yeah, just, all right, well, what other procedures can we do?
Yeah.
I thought, you know, once the whole anal bleaching thing came out, that would have been, you know what, we've actually reached our limit as to what we can do as far as procedures to the body, mm-hmm. right? Cosmetic procedures.
Which is weirder to you, anal bleaching or this puff labia? About the same.
I think this is more dramatic.
I don't know. It just seems like the bleaching thing you could do at home.
I agree.
I mean, if we can whiten our teeth, you know, you get Crest butt strips, you know.
Yeah.
Crest white strips for your butthole.
Stick them up there. Just rub it with some OxyClean or something.
Yeah.
Or just, be done with it.
Yeah. I mean, soaking peroxide.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Easy peasy.
Or bleach.
Yeah.
So weird. Ugh. Yeah. No, thank you.
They do recommend a bleach bath for something, don't they?
I thought that was like ticks or something.
Was it ticks? Okay.
Anyway, maybe. I've heard red bugs.
Having a bleach bath.
I like the smell of bleach, though. I just
do you?
Yeah, you do? I do. Not if it's overwhelming, but I do like if you take the bottle and just kind of a little bit of it, I like that smell. But I wouldn't want to have it in a bath.
No way.
But I think that's what they used to use to kill. Like if you got chiggers or red bugs, it's the same thing, I believe.
Yeah.
You would take a bath in that and it would kill them.
There was a comedian that said his grandma used to tell her granddaughters that they'd take a bath with vinegar in it to, and he called it snapback. And it was apparently to tighten your
I've seen that.
Vagina, but a vinegar bath. And that doesn't even sound like it would work on paper.
But that's what the cleaners were.
The cleaners.
You know.
In the
mixture that the old women would put in those big rubber bag things.
Yeah.
With the pipe.
A dish.
It was, it was vinegar and water.
Yeah. There was a kid at my high school that came to school with grape soda in a dish. And he was drinking. He was a bit of a class clown.
Yeah, he knew what it was then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Stupid.
But I guess if you buy it brand new.
I mean, just trying to make a splash. I said, I don't know if that's the way to go about it.
The girls thought that was hilarious.
Yeah. Oh, they were tripping over themselves to get to him. They're like, I like a guy with a sense of humor.
Yeah.
Stupid. But they don't recommend the dishes now, do they?
I don't think so. I don't know. I mean, you don't see the commercials anymore, hardly.
Rarely, no.
They used to be on all the time.
And I know a lot of those health influencers are like, your vagina will clean itself. And I'm like, there's got to be a happy medium in here.
Yeah.
One of you is not, you know.
But. You know, even when they would have those commercials all the time, there was a little bit of still a little class, you know, to them. Whereas now it's the trend to just like people aren't going to know what your product is unless you just say specifically in the most bold language.
Yeah.
What it is.
That rub on deodorant, that all over body deodorant. She's like, it works for pits, under boob, crotch. I'm like, crotch?
Yeah.
Oh, crotch? Yeah.
That's such a gross word. I don't know. Just say it like works all over your body, for every mm-hmm. every yeah. space. She's like under all boob pits.
But they think that makes it sound you know like they're more edgy. You know,
yeah.
like hit them right between. Tell them what it is.
That's what it is.
Let them know what it is. Just like in that commercial for the that ripoff of Poopery, you know, the Glade version or whatever it was.
Yeah.
And they'd show the princess going in and or the Hollywood starlet going in and pooping and they had the cartoon of the, you know, the animation of the poop in the toilet and the smell not getting out of the toilet of the, and then the director goes in behind her and he comes out and he's like, oh, it smells so fresh. That's like, you don't need all that.
Yeah.
It's gross. Yeah. It's like people just don't have manners. They don't know how to act. And they think that everybody, they got to communicate with people on that level, that bottom of the rung of the ladder.
Yeah.
Just gross.
We'll get their attention. This is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
This is how we get it.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, a lot of that started, or I think it's in the same category, when everything's talking about your gut.
Gut
your
health.
Gut health. Nobody ever called it a gut. When, you know, up until 10 years ago, they started saying gut health, your gut health.
Gut.
It's like, it's just gross.
It's so vulgar.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wait. I'm wearing a shirt today to the food show. Mm-hmm.
Oh, follow your gut.
Speaking, I knew I'd heard that somewhere. Like, wait a second.
But that's kind of a play on words as far, you know, like a gut reaction or instincts or whatever.
It is for gut health, though, with the brand on the front. Yeah. Mm,
well, then you're just as bad.
Yeah. I'm feeling like it.
No class, hanging out at the convention center.
Yeah.
Just waiting on the sailors to come through.
Yeah.
All right, we got more coming up.
More Extra Funny next.
Lily and Grace offers a wide range of furniture, accessories, light fixtures, fabrics, gifts, as well as custom creations and renovations. Visit the truly stunning boutique online at tjriggins.com/LG or in person at their store in Mooresville, North Carolina. Experience high quality products, exclusive designs, and timeless style at Lily and Grace. You need to plan your visit today to see the unmatched selection of items. They can help you transform your home into the perfect living space. Learn more at tjriggins.com/LG.
TJ Riggins Prime Plus members get all of the shows commercial free, plus a segment called Extra, Extra Funny. All for the low, low price of $4.99 a month or $54.89 for a 12-month subscription. Sign up at the Media Center at tjriggins.com.
Welcome to Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.
Here's another thing about trends in cosmetic procedures, Riggins. This is in New York right now. They're saying that more and more New York women are getting breast implants, but they're calling them yoga boobs. So they're smaller implants, like a yoga instructor. Would have. You know, you don't ever see a yoga instructor that's got just a big old pair of them on there.
Huge knockers. Now I'm going to stay right here looking at them hoots.
But the women are still wanting to get the implants, just smaller.
Something. Yeah. They can't say, like, women are over them because they still want boobs.
Mm-hmm.
But so what is a yoga boob size? It's just not like a double D or whatever.
The dub yoga boobs or ballerina breasts. Takes their name from women with slender athletic builds. And it's kind of like they said that their implants are undetectable. Like you look at them, you don't think she had a boob job. Let's see what the average size would be.
It's a lot of work to go through for something that's hardly noticeable or whatever the phrase you're using. If I'm going through surgery, I want to get something.
They just say low profile procedure. This woman says she knew she never wanted big boobs, like the fake looking big Baywatch looking boobs. Mm-hmm.
Fake looking? I beg your pardon.
Please.
There wasn't nothing fake looking about them things.
But you know, that's something that that people can make fun of that, but not the other way around. You know what I mean? Women can make fun of other women who have giant boobs.
Yeah.
But if a woman with big boobs makes fun of a woman with little boobs, then that's not acceptable. That's mean.
Monster. Yeah.
Just like you can make fun of somebody for being too skinny, but if you make fun of somebody for being too fat, then that's, oh.
Yeah.
Shouldn't do that.
Same thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, that's why I caught obesity, because I was tired of people making fun of me for being too skinny.
TJ, haha, you look like a stick. Yeah. By the way, have you seen Lizzo? Man, she has really, I mean, she is a shadow of her former self. She was on Instagram over the weekend. She looks small.
Yeah. Still an idiot.
Yeah, I mean.
But why?
I don't know.
Why would she lose weight? I thought that was her whole thing.
I don't know.
She was big and beautiful, and, you know, if you don't like it, I'm happy. This is the way I want to be. All that. Why would she be losing weight?
She's not going to be skinny and beautiful, too.
But why? She wanted to be. She always says she wanted to be like that. And everybody told her she should be like she was. And she's beautiful and all that. Somebody, I still love that one comedian that said, if Lizzo is so beautiful, why does my girlfriend get mad if I say she looks like Lizzo?
Yeah, right. She wouldn't like it.
Yeah. I can't find an average size here. I'm guessing.
Just small.
They don't. But in the breast implant world, they rarely will say whatever size cup. It's always the CCs or whatever. And I CC that these look like about a B is an average.
Okay.
Like about a full B maybe.
Okay. That just might be on trend. It's just not the big, you know.
We know a woman who had the most. You talk about going through the surgery and being a pain. She had the most painful type of surgery you can have for breast and neck. She chose the method that is the most painful, and all she got was maybe a full B. She didn't want anybody to notice that she had breast implants.
Whoa. Yeah. The most pain. I didn't know there were multiple ways to do a breast implant.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What's the other way outside
they
of
go,
just taking off?
They go, underneath, they make an incision underneath, and then they put the implant in that way. They make an incision in the nipple, and they can put it in that way.
Yeah,
or they make the incision in your armpit so there's no scar anywhere, and then run it all the way through to get in your breast. That's the one she had done.
Ow.
Yeah.
I didn't even know the armpit was connected to the boobie. I didn't even know that. That's crazy.
I know.
Just to avoid the scarring?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well.
Yeah. But they say that is the most painful one, the hardest one to recover from.
Sounds
longest
like
recovery.
We're going to do this through your armpit. What? And so they fill it up after it travels from the armpit to the boob, and then they fill it up? Or is it already
I think it's already, they fold it and get it, slide it all the way through there. I don't think there's a way, you know, to fill it up once it's in there.
Whoa.
Because you'd have another scar.
Right, right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Holy cow. Yeah, for a B, to go up whatever you were to a B.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, God bless you if that's what you're happy with. But listen, if I'm doing surgery on my penis or something, you know, I'm trying to think of something comparable.
Yeah. It's going to cost the same either way, whether you get a lot of it or a little of it.
Yeah. I'm like, go big or go home, I guess.
Yeah.
But
that procedure though, under your arm, I just can't even,
never heard of that.
And why would they think about it under the arm? Why would they, I guess that's the closest place that people don't see.
Yeah.
You can't, why don't you just go through the collarbone,
yeah, right.
You know, get there.
I know you've talked about your wife had, breast implants done. Mm-hmm. Did she always want them growing up?
No,
she didn't.
Mm-mm. She just decided one day that she wanted them.
Really?
Yeah.
And did she come to you and tell you that?
Yeah.
And what was your reaction?
I didn't want her to do it.
You didn't?
Yeah, because I didn't want her having to go through surgery and all that stuff. Wasn't it? You know.
Was it a long time between the time she told you and the time she got it done?
No.
Really?
Mm-mm. It was like she decided, and then I was like, I really wouldn't want you to do that. You don't need to do that. You know, the whole thing. And I wasn't just saying it.
Yeah.
No, you know, a lot of husbands feel like they've got to say that. Right. But meanwhile, you know, they got the catalog out trying to pick out the best pair.
Yeah. Like a Sears catalog.
I really don't want you to go through all of that, baby. You don't need. I love you the way you are. I think you're just perfect. But if you insist, have you seen these?
I want to show you something real quick.
Look at these.
After dinner, I want to sit down with you. We're going. But that is so Jody to make up her mind about something and then pretty quickly go, do it. Yeah. She's not waiting around thinking about it forever.
And it was not long after we had, we used to do this segment called Ask an Expert on the show. And one of the experts was a cosmetic surgeon, and he came in and just sat and let people call and ask, you know, what have you always wanted to ask a plastic surgeon?
Yeah.
And I mean, it killed. People loved it. And she heard the show that day, and that's when she was like, you know what? I might get breast implants and let him do it.
Cause she heard somebody else talking about breasts.
Well, that and her best friend had them.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
You know how women are when it comes to, you know.
I do.
Being followers.
Yeah.
I'm kidding.
Yeah.
It's the only time other than when we had babies that she's ever been in the hospital for anything or done anything.
Yeah.
And it wasn't even an overnight stay. So she's always just been healthy. And I would say, why are you just inviting something on yourself, you know?
Yeah. Do you criticize yourself and your image all the time? Does she sit around and go like, this bump in my nose is dry? Does she like talk about that at all, about anything physically?
And she never did it when we were young. Like, I've always done it.
Right.
And that's not to say that she's conceited in any way or anything. She just doesn't nitpick herself to death. Now she's more quick to point out, you know, these wrinkles, I got, you know, and whatever, and that she has to really pay attention a lot more to not gaining weight. You know, the older you get, the easier it is to gain weight and stuff like that. But she'll also say, well, I mean, you know, I was a size 2 my whole life, and then, you know, I'm 53, or however old she is now, 53, 52.
Whatever.
She's about to be 53. Or is she about to be 54? Either way. She says, but, I mean, I guess it's still pretty good. I'm a 4, so.
Oh, really? Wow. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So she can do that. I can't. I can't ever. Because I look at it like I don't have anything there. I can go, well, at least, you know,
which of
whatever.
Course you do. It might not be as glamorous as going from a 2 to a 4, but of course you do. You could be 600 pounds.
But she has been bigger than a 4 at times. I think she's been a 6 before.
Ooh, you had to crack the whip?
Yeah. Well, you know, baby doesn't want to be homeless.
That's
you
right.
You know what I'm saying?
You better not be a size 6.
Better not be. But that kind of stuff. But she doesn't sit around and go, my nose is awful, or I just wish I could get something done with this. And that, you know.
Which would be exhausting to you.
Yeah.
Now, who wants to hear that?
Right. And I don't do it aloud all the time. Not, you know, nitpick myself.
Good. Because that would be like, oh, my God, shut up about yourself.
I know. Ace always did that, though. He'd sit and cuss himself out for being fat. You remember? He'd just go, fat piece of shit. And I tried to tell him, hey, when you say that around people who really are fat, it's kind of it's disturbing to them.
Yeah.
You know?
Me included. So I would always point it out. I'm like, ooh, Ace, you sure you want to eat that? People are whispering. What are they saying? I'm like, the people have noticed you put on a couple pounds.
I know you can't hear them because of the fat in your ears.
Are they really?
It's Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.